Hey friends!
How's it going?
Today we are sharing just the most amazing couple on
the face of the earth. Yes, I think that's an understatement.
It's an understatement, severely. Kelly and Brian, the two just most wonderful people on earth, got married last weekend at Upper Shirley Plantation Winery Vineyard, whatever you want to call it. And it was spectacular.
It was. Forget the fact that it rained most of the day.
No worries.
It doesn't matter because it was still amazing.
Okay, but can I say that the fact that they did a first look is so clutch.
Right.
Because if these two had chosen not to do a first look, we would have gotten zero, literally zero outdoor pictures with them.
We would have gotten probably some balcony ones, but, those...
Yeah, Upper Shirley is great for bad weather because they do have good patio space. Not balconies, like patios, porches. But with sunset when it was and how it completely started storming during their ceremony, if they had moved their ceremony up to be able to do portraits afterwards, we wouldn't have been able to get outside at all.
Agreed.
So that's just like a little plug for first looks.
A massive plug, actually. It was raining while they're getting ready, and then it stopped raining at the perfect time.
It really did.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Couldn't have asked for a better time for it to not rain.
And then as we were finishing up bridal party, we like ran in because it started sprinkling.
It sprinkled a little and then stopped again, so we did some family. They also did family before the ceremony because they knew their ceremony time was really close to sunset, and they wanted to do that, hoping that the weather would be good with the James River behind it. It wasn't, but more of the reason they did some family ahead of time, and we could get them done in the nice natural light.
Absolutely. And I mean, I just, can I say again how much I love Kelly and Brian?
I think that's the entire post, right?
I'll just add that in a thousand more times. But we walk up and... We did not know these two. Like, we met them at their engagement session. Mm-hmm. We've had the pleasure of being able to talk with them back and forth throughout the planning process, which I don't really think Kelly even needed help with because she's insanely
Kelly's
organized.
So organized.
But we walked in on that wedding day, and she just radiates joy.
Yeah.
And Brian just radiates joy. And you walk up to them, and you just feel like you're seeing your best friend, regardless of the fact you do not really know these people. I wish I did. Can we be best friends?
Yeah.
Anyways, I love them. Have I said it?
Yeah.
And we walk up, and it is her wedding day, and she hands Michael a gift.
Yes.
Like a bagged gift.
Yeah.
Like a full gift. It was a Chick-fil-A bow tie.
It was.
Which could
changed
not be.
Right then and there.
Could not be a more perfect gift for Michael. If you do not know, bow ties are his signature look.
Yeah.
I take full credit for it.
Yeah.
Anyways, and these two work for Chick-fil-A corporate and have kind of sprinkled in little Chick-fil-A touches.
Yeah. And that's how they met. As well.
Right.
They met working Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. We did some Chick-fil-A features in their engagement session because they brought us Chick-fil-A to their engagement session.
Yes.
and then for their wedding day, too, they had the Chick-fil-A cow that came out.
Mm-hmm.
They had Chick-fil-A cookies that got passed around.
Yeah.
Just like all the fun things.
Yeah.
So anyways, got a bow tie, put it on immediately.
Yes, immediately.
And then we started shooting her details, which were some of my favorite details that we've shot this year. She had them, again, type A personality, packaged perfectly together in a bag, tons of extra invitations, which was always a good idea. And we were able to shoot those and then get back upstairs and just really enjoy the getting ready process and the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Before the first look, which was adorable.
Amazing. Yeah. We'd never shot at Upper Shirley before this. We'd been to it, or Laura's been to it a couple times. But their getting ready spot, especially for the girls upstairs, is wonderful.
It's great.
It's really bright. It's got a lot of space,
mm-hmm.
And it's nice and private. Upper Shirley still did have people there because it's a winery, so there were plenty of people there up until I think 4 o'clock is when they cut it off.
Yeah.
But again, another thing, the benefit of the fact it rained that day is it probably would have been a lot more crowded than it was.
That's so true.
And we just walked Kelly out, which she was fine with, straight through where everybody, the public space was, only four people there, to the first look.
Yeah.
And, she was great about it.
Yeah, but their first look was so sweet.
It was.
I love these two.
Yeah.
Can I plug first looks again?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so nice that they were able to to have that like really sweet moment together. And mm-hmm. Brian like was able to pray for the two of them, yeah. which was just like a common theme throughout the whole day. Just like having their friends and family just like bless their marriage and mm-hmm. pray over them and just be so encouraging to them all day long. And yeah. it was just so wonderful to be a part of. And then their bridal party came out, which were like, they were so fun yeah. and just like such a good group of people. And we did it like rapid fire because, again, they it started sprinkling. But it didn't even matter because they were so sweet and smiley yeah. and just great.
I don't think they even blinked. You know how it's, I feel like a lot of times you're like shooting through and you have a big bridal party, like, oh, can't use that one. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't think they blinked. I don't think anybody blinked. I think they're like, we got to keep our eyes open for this because it's photos.
It's important. Yeah, right. It's so funny. And then their ceremony was also just awesome. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it couldn't be outside at the James River like they had initially planned, mm-hmm. but they did it under the covered porch, and Kelly's brother led the ceremony and did such a great job. Mm-hmm. And as they were in the middle of their ceremony, like I said, it started pouring down rain. But then amidst the rain, the sun came out and there was this insane rainbow yeah. right next to their ceremony as they
like,
were...
They're like shooting the rings, and I do a lot of the photos during the ceremony because I typically have a longer lens on.
Yeah.
And I look over at Laura and she's like facing the opposite direction, taking pictures of the rainbow, which is totally worth it. And Kelly and Brian are going to love that shot.
Like a million guests yeah. came up to me and were like, did you get the rainbow? Because I got it on my phone. I'm like, okay, I got it. It's all, it was so cute. I mean, it was
so telling. So
yeah.
applicable.
Appropriate. Yes. Definitely. And then was just like the most fun reception.
Yeah.
It was such a good time. Mm-hmm. Megan from Magnolia Events put together the most beautiful reception space. Yeah. Ben, one of our favorite DJs, just like had the party going so hard. It like wasn't even long enough of a reception.
It wasn't, no.
We were like sad to be leaving when it was over. But anyways, I ramble.
Yeah.
Kelly and Brian, have I said I love you
yeah.
so much? Because I do. And I'm just so happy and excited for you guys that you're finally married. Congratulations.
Congrats, you guys.